What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq Elite, ready to chop up some real good game today. Glad to have everybody tuning in. And I'm back from New York. I was just in New York a couple of days ago. Just got back yesterday, actually. I did my seminar in New York, and we did one out here in Los Angeles Saturday, and everything was a smash. We had a great time in L.A. L.A. was off the hook. New York was off the hook. New York was really in the building. I want to shout out to all my players out there in the NYC who came out to represent. We had a ball in New York. It was really good to see all my New York players out there and chop up game with them. And I got to come back out to New York. I'm definitely coming back out. We really enjoyed ourselves out there. The place was packed. And I apologize for that. I'm going to get a bigger venue next time, because a lot of cats were like literally sitting on the stairs, standing in the between the Raptors. It was like real packed in there. I'm going to get a much bigger venue next time I go to New York. But we had a ball out there. Absolutely loved it. Now, my next stop is going to be either Chicago, Houston, D.C., or Miami. I'm definitely hitting up Chicago, Houston, and D.C. Miami is kind of up in the air. I want all you people to email me to let me know what cities I should hit up. But I'm definitely hitting up Chicago. I'm definitely hitting up Houston. And I'm definitely hitting up D.C. I'm just trying to see which one we're going to hit up first. I'm thinking we're going to just knock all of them out in one swoop around the beginning or mid-January. So we're getting all that together now. So Chicago, we're definitely coming out there. Houston, a lot of cats been wanting me to come to Houston. I might even do Atlanta again. A lot of folks from Atlanta. So you guys have to hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter at twitter.com/Tariq Nasheed. Hit me up on Twitter, all you people out there. Let me know what city I should hit up next, because we're going to take this anti-moist movement all over. We have to. So much stuff going on in the media, man, and cats are just falling off with the game and getting caught up in the game. I'm taking this thing out on the road, man. We got to get this movement really, really going so we can save cats like Tiger Woods from getting caught up in the game. This new cat, Chris Henry, is a young man who just got killed yesterday. A ball player got killed by his fiance. That's been all over the news today. I don't know the particulars of the story, but what I've heard is that the young man was he was arguing with his girlfriend, and he got into the back of a pickup truck, and she was driving off, and she drove around, and he fell out, and he died. So, stories like that, I'm not even shocked anymore, man. We got to really get these guys on the same page, man. We got to really get these guys game tight so they won't get caught up in no bullshit. And I just talked about this situation two nights ago in New York, Tuesday night. I was talking about how a lot of guys got to be very careful about the women they date now, because the women now are not like the women from back in the day. The women now will literally get you killed. I said this Tuesday night, and I'm going to have some clips of the Tuesday night lecture up on YouTube probably sometime this weekend. But this is really some real deep shit, man. We got to get this game flowing, because I'm tired of seeing brothers getting caught up, brothers getting knocked out with this alimony, brothers getting caught up getting killed in their sleep like Steve McNair and this young man who just got killed. Man, the game has to be spread. I'm trying my best, man. I'm trying to hit up as many cities as possible. I'm trying to put out these books as fast as I can. The new book, The Elite Way, speaking of books, a lot of people are loving the book, The Elite Way. Great book. A lot of people are absolutely loving it. Now, the Elite Way, we pushed it back a couple of days. It was supposed to be released Wednesday. We pushed it back a couple of days because there were a few corrections needed to be made. When I got the physical, there were some corrections, minor corrections, that you guys probably would not have noticed, but I noticed them, and I like for my thing to be crisp. So it should be available at Barnes & Noble's and Amazon and all the bookstores this weekend. So you guys can check that tomorrow and see. But definitely sometime this weekend you can go ahead and get the book. And I want you guys to flood the stores and flood all the websites and get them, so I can get those first week sales all up to the sky. Also, I have what we call a Mackish package. A lot of cats have been asking me for autographed copies of the new book. And I said I didn't want to do that. I'm not going to sell a whole bunch of autographed copies, because last time I did that, I ended up like literally in the house for a week mailing and signing and stamping off dozens and dozens and dozens of books, and that takes a lot of work. But what I will do, because a lot of cats have been asking for the autographed copy of the new book, The Elite Way, and they've been asking about package deals for the cologne and sunglasses and everything. So what I'm going to do, because it's Christmas time, because Christmas is a week away, I'm going to have a Mackish package for this weekend only. For this weekend only. And this is a great goddamn deal. This is a great deal. For this weekend only, you will get the cologne, Risqué Elite cologne. You will get the Tariq Elite designer sunglasses. And you will get an autographed copy of the Elite Way for one price, which is $75. Can't beat that shit. And that's for this weekend only, from today, which is Thursday, until Sunday. Alright, so you go to MacLessons.com, not Mac Lessons Radio, but MacLessons.com, and get the Elite Way Christmas package, also known as the Mackish package. And again, that's a limited item, so get that before Sunday. And again, if you just want the book, just wait until the weekend, and you can get the book from Amazon or Barnes & Noble's. And if you get the Mackish package, it will be to you before Christmas time. I promise you that. But anyway, let's get into some good game. Let me take some phone calls. A lot of people are calling up, man. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's your name, player?
This is Corey from Korea.
Oh, what's going on, Corey? No wonder your phone is low. What's going on with you, player?
Oh, man, everything's good. Man, I just want to give you a shout-out. I saw you on the Fox News, man. You did your thing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That was some funny stuff, man. I got to put that clip back up, man. But thanks a lot for the call, Corey. For those who don't know, I was on Fox News Tuesday when I was in New York. I went out to Fox News, and I did an interview, and it was real funny. They had me up with these ladies, and I was chopping up game and spitting that ism. So you guys can go to my Facebook page and see a clip of that, because the URL is very long, so you have to go to facebook.com/Tariq Elite to see that clip of me on Fox News. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, what's good, Tariq? This is Jay calling from St. Paul, man.
Well, what's going on with you, Jay?
Hey, man, I'm doing real well. Congrats on that Fox News interview. I had a chance to check that out. I saw the snow bunny was like really ready to drop it, like it was hot on there, man. Kind of hot and bothered. They was looking receptive, you know?
Yeah, they were very cooperative to the game. I like that. They were real cooperative. I had to go in there and spit that ism. But, yeah,
but
man.
You using that tech. I noticed how you were using that tech. I watched their body language, and, you know, you had a lot of confidence about it, and it's kind of cool just to see someone out there holding their head high and not, you know, bowing down to these chicks, man.
Absolutely. That's the thing, because a lot of times when dudes get on television, especially like a mainstream show, they start brown-nosing and kissing ass and all that shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
but they're going to make brown-nose right away, but I'm looking forward to you dropping that. Wait, man, it drops on tomorrow or Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to this weekend. You can get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble's and all that this weekend. And plus, I got the Mackish package where cats can get it off the website, off MacLessons.com right now, and I go ahead and mail it off to them. But you'll definitely be able to get it this weekend. All right, player?
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for the call, man.
One.
Absolutely, goddammit. Let me talk to my... What's going on? Who's calling?
What's up with you, T? And this is James, man, calling from Long Beach.
I remember you were at the seminar, James. I remember you, player.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, man? I just wanted to call and just thank you, man. And I love what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
I respect that, man. Did you get the book at the seminar? I can't remember.
Man, of course I got the book, and I got it signed, and I'm on chapter of it right now. I'm going to read it again.
That's, man. You better tell Cass how fly that book is, man.
Hey, man, hey, it's powerful, homie. You took your time with it, and it's on point.
I did. Y'all, I took a long time to get that thing nice and crisp for my players, man. Thanks a lot for the call, James.
All right, Ken. Take it easy.
Man, I took my time to make that book real nice and crisp. And the thing about the Elite Way, man, I have to say this. You know, a lot of books, man, they're good books out there, but it's full of filler. The book's filled with like a monotone section and then some meat later on down in the book, which is cool for some books because some books have to build up that momentum and they have to get that anticipation built up to get you to the meat of the subject. The Elite Way isn't like that. I wanted to make a book that was just like, bam, the minute you open it, it's just knocking you in your motherfucking face with game. Real to the point, man. The Elite Way is right there to the point. And I noticed that whenever I travel, a lot of cats, I meet cats, even this week when I was traveling around the country, I would meet dudes who literally had my books with them. I go to the airport and there's cats like, hey, what's up, Tariq? I got your book right now. And just cats would be traveling with the book. So I wanted to make a book that players can have on point with them and they can just pop it up and that good game is right there anytime they needed it. They can just go right to where they need to go to get their game crisp at all times. So that's what the Elite Way is about, man. It's a real tight game. I promise you the game is going to blow your goddamn mind. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Derek? It's Jonathan.
Hey, what's up, Johnny? Where you from? The UK?
Yes.
Are you there now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you know, I'm trying to get out there, man. I need to holler at you about some of the venues out there because I want to get out there and
okay,
do some stuff,
yeah,
too.
Okay, yeah, give me a call.
Definitely. So what's on your mind, John?
I started traveling a lot, and I was in France last week. I've been to China. I've been to some other places. And I was wondering, how do you get on with the girls when they don't speak English?
Really, it's about your non-verbal language because there's a lot of women who are feeling a guy who's from a foreign land. That's a sexy, mysterious thing. So you can use that to your advantage. You know, like when you meet a woman who's from another country herself, she looks extra sexy. She looks more exotic because she's rare. And women look at you the same way, whether you know it or not. When you're in another country, man, you play up your English accent. You play up your foreignness. And
okay.
that'll be your hook. You know what I'm saying? You don't necessarily have to conform to their society. Just be yourself, man. And I promise you, the women will start cooperating, man. Get you a little
okay. Well, I'm thinking about hitting up South America in the new year. So
you said you've been to China. Have you been to Thailand?
No, I haven't been to Thailand.
Okay, because I'm thinking about going out there in a couple of weeks. So I'm trying to get some information and everything. But anyway, man, thanks for the call, player.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Let me see who's else. We're going to take a few more calls. I ain't talked to my player in a minute. The phone lines are lighting up. Let me take a couple of more calls. But yeah, like I said, man, the Elite Way book, man, you guys are going to love it. And I'm going back out on the road to spread some of this ism. What's going on? Who's calling?
My name is Asante. I'm from Colorado. Right now I'm in Colorado Springs.
Okay, what's going on in Colorado, player?
Not a whole lot, man. I'm just getting off of work right now. What's the topic of the show today?
Oh, we're just talking about the game, talking about options, you know, just chopping up, seeing what's on your mind. What's on your mind out there in Colorado?
Well, you see, right now I'm with the girl. Me and her are, you know, trying to settle down and do it right, you know. Move in together, have some kids. That's the only thing, because I'm trying to get married, but I know that I still know the game, you know what I mean? Because I've been around the block, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah. Now, how old are you?
I am 26.
Wow, you're trying to get younger. I mean, you're trying to settle down at such a young age right now?
Yeah, man, I think I'm comfortable with what I'm doing. You know, I think that, you know, being with somebody that is good for me, and I'm good for her too, and I think we just do a lot of good things for each other.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Let me ask you this. Now, you want to settle down just for the idea of settling down, or you want to settle down because this female is just that fly to make you want to settle down? Which is it?
Yeah, that's well. See, it's something that I want to do. You know what I mean? Because I've been with girls. You know what I mean? Like just go pick up a chick, or you know, talk to two, three chicks at the same time. You know what I mean? But you know, I just feel like there's something I don't need to do anymore, and okay. I like what I have now. Because it's more,
I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying, Play. I feel what you're saying. Okay, but thanks for the call, man. I got you. Thank you.
All right, man.
It's a long-winded brother right here. That's one of them cats. You let them go on and on, they just will not stop. But I feel where the brother's coming. So who's calling?
What's up? Hey, this is Jeff from Miami, man.
What's going on, man? What's happening in Miami, man? I want to come down there, man. What's the vibe like?
Everything good right now, man. Everything good. You know, ladies looking good. You know, niggas, they ain't tripping no more. You know,
good. All right, what's on your mind, player?
And so, hey, what you think about old hoes who be acting like they became 50 years old? I had this old hoe. I just had a drop for like 2-3 days ago because she was acting like she's still a little kid.
Now, how old is she?
She was 23. I'm 20.
Damn, well, you're 20 years old and you had a 43-year-old chick?
Nah, I said 23.
Oh, okay. Okay, wait. Oh, she was 23. Okay, I was about to say. I'm like, nigga, what? You better take somebody mama back to the damn bingo game, nigga. So she's 23 and you're 20.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not really old, but it's older. You know, she's getting older. And there's a lot of girls when they're like 23 years old, 23, 24, and they're still acting like they're in high school. You know, you got to charge them to the game because it really don't get no better. Because after 25, you know, they start, the peak is gone. A lot of women, they start peaking at around 25, and then it starts going a little bit downhill until that slope of 30-ness. And unless she keeps her shit real tight. I'm not saying there's some fly 30 and 40-year-old broads, but they really got to keep themselves in order. But I'm talking about the average chick. They peak at around 25 years old. Women hate to hear that as far as looks and as far as game. When women get around 25, they get locked into a certain mind state. So whatever dudes they deal with, that's what they're going to think like. If they deal with dusty niggas in their early 20s and late teens and all that, when they get around 25, 26, they're going to have that dusty nigga mentality. So who the hell is that back there?
My cousin.
Where you at? Chuck E. Cheese or something right now, player? All right, anyway, let me get off the phone. Y'all got too much activity going on back there. But thanks for the call, player. I'm trying to drop game, and this brother got the romper room in the background. God damn. What's going on? Who's calling?
What's going on? It's Rick. It's Rick calling out of Dallas.
What's going on, brother? You know, I'm coming to Houston, man. So you Dallas people got to come down to Houston when I'm out there.
Hey, for sure, man. I was going to definitely ask you. That was one of the questions. When are you coming to Houston?
Yeah. That's going to be like in January. I'm definitely coming in January. So we're looking for a venue down there now. We're getting it together. We're going to start hitting up the radio spots. What radio station is popping down there?
Man, I really don't know, man. I'm in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. You're in Dallas. Okay, because we were going to go to Dallas, but it was a lot of folks from Houston mad that I was going to come to Dallas. Then the Dallas people were mad I was coming to Houston. So we just decided on Houston because I've never been to Houston before. So I would love to go out there and chop up game with my players. But what's on your mind, player?
Sorry, I got a question. I'm married, me and my wife. She's pretty cool. She's up on the game. You know, we big fans. We done picked up some of your books and whatnot.
Yes.
And we've been discussing, you know, me and Magnum women, you know, getting that paper. And, you know, sucking these tricks dry, you know, getting that paper out of them. Do you have any advice for us as far as, you know, getting into that?
Okay, now how old is your wife? Because y'all talking about pimping and hoeing, basically, right?
Basically, for the most part.
Okay, now how old is your wife?
She's 27.
27, okay, now how old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay, now 27, that's kind of older for a female to get in the game because the average female gets out of the game at around 24. You know, 24 is old for a chick who's hoeing. You know what I'm saying?
Just like, I understand that.
Yeah, and plus your chick's mouthpiece has to be intact, and plus you can't be no jealous type dude if your lady's out here trying to break tricks. You dig what I'm saying?
I see.
And also, you got to get a team. You don't want to be a chili pimp, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be popcorn pimping. You want to get some other chicks.
She out there recruiting for a player right now.
Yeah. Now, are you guys like married, legally married?
Yeah, married.
Okay. See, and that's another thing. Like when you get other girls, and they see that you're married to like one female, literally married, that causes somewhat of a rift as well, because they almost see that as kind of square. You know what I'm saying? They always say that real guys, real peas in the game, should not be married, because that causes a conflict of interest with the other girls, because the other girls, their desire is to be the bottom bitch. You know what I'm saying? And if a dude has a legal bottom bitch, which is your wife, that's going to cause a rift between some of the other girls. So there's a whole bunch of psychological stuff that goes on into the game, you know, because I used to hang around with my PI friends and soak all that shit up. But yeah, we'll talk, man. Hit me up on the email, man. We'll chop up some ism.
Definitely, man. I'll shoot you something because I'm already a fan on Facebook.
I feel you, man. Hit me up, man. We'll chop it up. My nigga's trying to send his wife. What have I done? I'm creating monsters out here. This brother's about to send his wife to go get some money. I can't be mad at him. Shit. What's going on? Who's calling?
Yeah, man. Johnson from Naples, Florida, man. What's good, Reek?
What's going on, Johnson? Where's Naples, Florida? How far is that from, like, Miami?
Well, that's about 2 hours, man. About 2 hours. We're directly outside of Florida. They're on the East Coast. We're on the West Coast.
Okay.
Florida.
Okay, because I'm trying to get down there. What's on your mind, player?
I'm a long-time listener, man. You great, man. I just wanted to also chime in on that new show on MTV, and I just want to ask you a question. Like, why, like, black people, I mean, in general, you know what I'm saying, are so quick to embrace, like, coonery, but, like, white people, for instance, you know that new show they have, Jersey Shore,
yeah,
are so quick to shun it. But it seems like when it comes to us, you know, bullshit, we embrace, we're fast to embrace it. But when it comes to bullshit with white people, they're fast to shun it.
Exactly. Absolutely. See, the thing is, man, and I always talk to black folks about that, man, about black people embracing stereotypes, man. There was a bunch of stereotypes that were created for blacks that were not true. Then all of a sudden, black people just said, fuck it, let's go ahead and embrace them. Like, white folks don't embrace that Jersey Shore. That's very embarrassing to Italians. Italians do not like that bullshit. They don't like it. It makes them look bad, and they speaking out against it. Also, if you were to show a bunch of, like, hillbilly, redneck, hick, methed out white folks on television, most white folks will shun that. They're like, don't show that. You know what I mean? Show us the ideal vision of what white is. Show us the Angelina Jolies and the Brad Pitts. They don't want to see the bullshit because it's a bad representation. It makes them look bad as a whole. And black folks, we have to do the same thing with some of the images that are shown of us. That's why we have shows like Frankie and Neffy and what other shows? The Maury Povich show where motherfuckers on there acting a goddamn fool about who's the baby's dad and all this shit. You dig? So it's a whole deep thing, man. And I'm trying to help wake these motherfuckers up, man. But some of them are waking up, some are not. But we're going to spread the word, man. But thanks for the call, player.
All right, man.
Well, I'm going to take a few more calls so I can go ahead and get into this game. I'm ready to get into this game. What's up? Who's calling?
Diego from Sacramento. How you doing, Tariq?
What's going on, man? What's happening up there in Sactown?
Man, it's cool right now. I mean, the weather's kind of acting funny, but it's, you know, cool.
I feel you. What's on your mind, man?
I first want to say thank you, man. I just barely looked on the Mac lessons of the special you're doing with the sunglasses and cologne and the book.
Yes, you going to get that?
Yeah, man, I really appreciate that because I'm on a budget right now.
I understand it because it's Christmas and a lot of cats have been emailing me like, hey, man, can we do a package deal? And I wasn't, but I said, oh, it's Christmas. A lot of cats want the autograph book, so I get some stuff out to everybody, man. I hook everybody up for this weekend. So,
I really appreciate that. But second, I was going to ask you, I know I asked you 2 times on the Pimpin' game, but I was just wondering, are you just going to do a pay-per-view special where you can just go into detail? Because I know some people go over their head, so I know you do a lot of pay-per-view specials, but I was wondering if you thought about doing that just a pay-per-view special on the Pimpin' game?
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do, because a lot of folks want to like a whole pimp special. I'm going to do a pay-per-view special on that, and I'm going to get some of my old pimp mentors to be on it. I'm going to get like Lee Mack. I'm going to get Rosebud. I might get Gangsta Brown out of the Bay up there in y'all area. There's another cat up there in Sacramento that I know who's real thorough. So I'm going to gather up all my... Excuse me? No, it's another dude. It's another cat. I don't want to say, you know, I want to put his name out there right now because I haven't really asked him to do it yet. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm going to get it cracking. I'm definitely going to get that cracking in the near future. But thanks for the call, player. Yes, indeed. When the lines are lighting up. And what's going on? Who's calling? Yo. Hold on, my bad. Phone lines are getting mixed up. My bad. But like I said, man, you guys can get that Mac-ish package at maclessons.com for this weekend only. This weekend only, y'all. And also, don't forget to hit me up and let me know which city y'all want me to hit up next. And don't give me none of these cities like way off in the cut. Nigga, come down to Tupelo, Mississippi, nigga. No. Give me, you know, somewhere, a big city that everybody can come up to. You know? Let me get these calls. There's a lot of calls still coming in, man. I'll get into some game in a minute. Today's theme. Hold on, let me get. Goddamn. Today's theme, talking about the power of options. That's today's theme of today. I'm going to talk about the power of having options. I was talking about this at the seminar this week in New York. I was talking about when you have options, that keeps your game crisp. When you have options, you won't allow yourself to lower your standards. Let me get this. Who's calling?
Oh, shoot. I'm on the air. What's going on, Flex? This is Keenan.
What's up, Keenan? You were supposed to come to the seminar, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
What happened to you, player?
Yeah, I was just calling in just because I got a text from somebody that, you know, you was doing a show tonight, and I figured out maybe I ought to get through. And what? I'm actually glad because, you know, I got a question I wanted to ask you.
Go ahead, ask the question, player.
Yeah, because basically one of the things that was said during the seminar, you were talking about basically going through the player stage, and, you know, that's the point where I'm at right now.
Wait. Now, were you or were you not at the seminar? Did you go to the seminar or did you not go to the seminar?
Yeah, I went.
Oh, okay. It was somebody named Keenan who was supposed to go, and they were telling me they couldn't make it, something like that. Okay.
I was there.
Oh, okay. All right. So now, what was I saying at the seminar?
Like, basically, you know, we were touching once again about the whole Tiger Woods situation.
Yes.
That, you know, he didn't go to his player stage, and, you know, he had his wife, and it was kind of deceptive and everything like that.
Yes.
And, you know, I was trying to get you to touch on a little bit more about, because basically I'm trying to go through it properly, you know, but with all this, you know, tricking and simping going on and everything like that, you know, it's kind of hard to, like, find somebody that actually, you know, like, not find somebody, but, like, basically find a way to actually go through it, you know what I mean?
Well, you don't have the options yet. How old are you, Keenan?
I'm actually 30.
Okay. Yeah, the thing is, you probably haven't traveled like you were supposed to and gotten out there and explored the world and went to different cities and really kicked it, which is what I talked about in the book. You got the book, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I got it.
Exactly. You know what I talk about in, what's that, chapter 3? Talking about not confining yourself.
Right.
That's very important in order to get options. See, to go through your player stage, you got to be a dude who creates options for himself. You got to get the option to deal with a number of different women, and then you can choose who to settle down with instead of feeling like you're obligated to settle down with the first female that gives you play. And then after a while, when you see all the flaws in this person, you're like, damn, I think I can do better than this. But then you're stuck in the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, are you in a dating situation now? You married, or you're getting in a you got a girlfriend or what? Hello?
I'm basically trying to create the options right about now, because, you know, like about 2, maybe 3 years ago, I just got my career started.
Okay.
And, you know, I got my spot. I'm actually working on trying to get my car.
Okay.
So,
but you're still getting it together, and there's nothing wrong with that, man. You're in the process of getting it together, and once you get it fully together, when you're really comfortable with your living situation and your driving situation and your money is real crisp, then you're going to have better options. So you're going to be good to go, man. But thanks for the call, player. Let me get some other guys. I'm going to take a couple of more calls, y'all. Then I'm going to get into the game. Just a couple of more calls. Just a couple of goddamn calls. Then I'm going to get into the game. Because I want to flow and I don't want to be disturbed. So I'll take those in a minute. But like I said, man, the theme is about options. Options are very important, man. When you create options for yourself, see, that's the thing. A lot of people wait on options and opportunity to come by. And that's where you fuck up. Because sometimes those options and those opportunities may or may not come. See, a lot of people wait on an opportunity to come by so they can jump on that opportunity. But if you know how to create your own options, you can create your own opportunities. Let me give you an example, a personal example. Like, you know, I worked the college lecture circuit for a while. And a lot of times I would just have to wait until a college called me up and say, hey, Tariq, we want you to come on down. And that was cool. But then it started getting to the point where they would try to censor what I would say. And then they try to fuck with my paper. Then I have to negotiate the traveling expenses. And y'all know that shit I dealt with Colgate University a couple of years ago. The feminist groups and all this nonsense. And I said, you know what? Damn that. I'm going to create my own opportunity. Then I started booking my own lectures. I started going out and renting the places myself, promoting it myself, and bringing in my own crowds. And my shit has been totally successful. So that's an example of what you can do to create your own opportunities. You create your own options. Now, I don't need them. I don't need no school to say, hey, come to this city. Like, we went to New York. New York was sold the fuck out. Packed to the walls. When I go to D.C., that one is going to be insane. I got a lot of folks waiting on me to come out to D.C. And I still deal with the schools, but the thing is, I don't depend on them. So I have a better bargaining chip. I have better bargaining options because I don't need them. That's an example of you creating an opportunity for yourself. And I tell my guys, if you want to be like a real thorough hustler, it's cool to have a job and to stack your paper up. But I always say, as I said at the seminars, you always get you a side hustle going on so you can have that option. So you won't be totally dependent on the square gig. You got your own hustle going on. Because when you have options and when you're stacking up your paper like that, when your boss starts talking greasy or you got coworkers talking greasy, you got your little thing to fall back on. You always got to have this. A lot of power in options. Now, there's a story that came out a couple of days ago. It was funny as hell to me. And I posted it up on Facebook. This dude, he was married to this lady. I think the guy, his name is kind of a Middle Eastern or an East Indian name. I don't know. And he looks kind of East Indian, Middle Eastern. I don't know what he is. But his wife looked like she's Caribbean. So they were living in Miami. And this dude won the lottery. And after he won the lottery, he won like $19 million in a lottery. The minute he got that money, his ass bounced. I mean, this dude straight disappeared. Let me play a clip. Let me play the news clip of this. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to play the news clip. And a lot of the men and women on my Facebook, they have mixed views about it. The women are saying, oh, he was scandalous. The guys were saying, good for him. But here's the news clip of it.
2005, it was still death do them part. 4 years later, Donna Campbell is packing after a lottery jackpot made them part.
All I received was deceit and lies and devastation. I feel ruined.
Their Miramar home foreclosed. She's being evicted. She says it's the home she built with her husband, Arnim Ramdas. Well, now he's long gone. She can't find him missing. After winning a $19 million jackpot with 16 other American airline mechanics at Miami International Airport.
I would see a lottery winning as something that would bring happiness.
This is what the posh living room once looked like. Now, as you can see, Donna has resorted to patio furniture where she puts all of her legal documents. And this, she says, is her life now.
Why did it get to this? Why did it have to get to this? Can somebody be bitter about? Can greed do this service?
In the summer of 07, Ramdas won the jackpot. Then she says he disconnected the home phone, then the TV, cutting off all communications of his winnings.
Now that was some player shit right there. He turned the phone off and the cable.
She then thought something was a bit odd. She Googled his name, indeed learning he had won the jackpot. However, the earnings were paid to his daughter from a previous marriage.
It was a devious act on his part. It's been 2 years I've been trying to resolve this matter.
Here you see her in court last year. The case was dismissed in civil court, a judge saying it's a family matter. So now she's moved on to divorce court, but she can't find him. A sheriff's deputy saying Ramdas was avoiding service.
And you would see what the sheriff says, negative results.
Now she's got nothing. But she said she's finding some happiness in this dog.
Yeah, I just want what the judge decides that is due me.
That motherfucker jetted. This dude jetted off the face of the earth the minute he got that money. That was overnight options. That dude got overnight options and got the hell out of Dodge. Now, a lot of people might look at that story and be like, oh, that's cold-blooded. Ooh, that was deceitful. That was deceptive. But the thing is, she had to be a messed up ass wife. And I'm going to play the devil's advocate because we're just hearing her side of the story. But for this dude to get that paper and just bounce. Not just bounce, but just get the fuck off the face of the earth. The sheriffs can't find this dude. This dude's somewhere drinking a daiquiri with Osama bin Laden. That dude is gone. She must have been a fucked up wife for this dude to jet. And that's the thing I always tell women. I say, hey, these dudes, if they had other options, a lot of times they wouldn't be with you. A lot of dudes, when their money ain't right, they'll sit up and settle for like women who are not fly, women who are overweight. They'll settle for women who have slick mouthpieces. They'll settle for women who are disrespectful. But the minute they get options, they're going to bounce. A lot of women hate when I say that, but this is a prime example. Y'all know this. Years ago, I was talking about broke dudes and thick women. You know, a lot of women like, oh, dudes like all this thickness. Don't nobody want nothing but a bone. And, you know, when you talk about all that, and I tell women, if a dude has options, he's not broke dudes like that thick bullshit. A dude with some paper ain't really trying to fuck with you. That's not true. All right, give me an example. Nobody can ever give me an example. And also, when women are disrespectful and domineering in the relationship, if a dude has options, he ain't going for that. Most dudes who sit up and settle for women who are disrespectful, domineering, not bringing anything to the table, are dudes who just don't have no options. You have to really look at your significant other and say to yourself, if my significant other really had options, will they still be here? If they have the option to be with somebody else, will they be here? And be honest with yourself. Because in a lot of cases, they would not be. That's why a lot of women get dudes who are down and out, dudes whose shit ain't really right, because you knew if he had himself together, he's not fucking with you. And a lot of dudes do the same thing. They get like hood rats and wounded women, women who don't have themselves together, lackluster looking women, and everybody's just settling. See, the thing is, man, you want to be on top of your game and you want to get somebody else who's on top of their game, because then you guys can choose to be with one another. And it's not a situation of necessity. It's not a situation of settling. But this dude got $19 million and he did a player move. He put that money in his daughter's name and got the fuck out of Dodge. Y'all remember back in the days of the Flintstone cartoons, whenever they would Fred Flintstone then would run out the room. Know that sound they make? That's what that motherfucker did when he got that $19 million. They're like, I won what? $19 million? Bye, bitch. That dude jetted. He got the hell out of Dodge. And when he was gone, he got in his car and he put this music on. $19 million. I got this check, bitch. Bye. $19 million. And turn the cable off. This is what he was playing. He was bumping this too. $19 million and got the hell on. Well, you had to be a messed up wife for your dude to just disappear off the face of the earth. They can't find this motherfucker nowhere. And don't y'all dry snitch on him either. Y'all niggas, y'all haters out there see a dude doing his thing and y'all start dry snitching on him. He done took the Underground Railroad for players. Let him do his thing. That nigga ran away like a little slave. Well, he got that money. He's like, $19 million?
steal away. Steal away.
He's somewhere singing Negro spirituals.
Steal away to Jesus.
He got the hell out of Dodge. And some of you players, I mean, look at your lady. Take a good look at your lady, fellas. If you got $19 million, would you really stay? Let's keep it 100. Or will you be bumping this on the ass? Will y'all be bumping that? If you got $19 million, would you stay or would you bump this?
Come in my house, eating all my shit. So get the fuck out. You sorry ass bitch.
Okay, enough of that. All right, anyway, y'all. Anyway, but hey, you always got to get options. That's the point of the game. You got to get options. When you have options, you make better choices. So you can choose somebody who best suits you. So if you come up, you don't have a problem with having them come up with you. You don't have to hoard your money. You don't have to sneak in. Everybody doesn't have to connive and deceive one another. Everybody's on the same page. You both can grow. Because that's the problem with relationships, man. Everybody's against each other. Because, again, I'm playing the devil's advocate. The dude who got that $19 million, no telling how slick his wife was. And I'm assuming she was, like, real slick and fucked up in the game. And that happens with a lot of people, man. So really get on top of your game so you can have better options and better choices with your significant other. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm glad all you players called in. And don't forget to go to MacLessons.com and get the Mac-ish package. And also holler at me and let me know what city I should hit up first. I'm going to take one more call. People are still calling in. Let me take this last call. What's up, player? Who's calling?
What's up, it's Leo.
What's up, man? Where you calling from?
Oakland.
What's happening up in Oakland, player?
How we do it up here, player.
That's what's up. What's on your mind, man?
Man, I'm trying to holler at you, you know, see what's good.
Man, I'm just doing a show, trying to make it do what it do, man. Trying to see what's happening, man. But thank call for the next show, bro. Thank you. This brother called up and didn't have a goddamn thing to say, did he? You're calling up like we just going to talk about the weather and shit. Anyway, y'all, but thanks for calling in the show. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Don't forget, man, the Elite Way. You go to Amazon.com, go to BarnesandNobles.com, get the book, The Elite Way. Chop up that game, The 10 Rules Men Must Know in Order to Deal with Women. Very good game. Holla at all my players. Peace.